Hey guys, it's Tom with Watchin' River. I hope you guys are well. Thank you for joining me. It's another good day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it as we await this pre-tribulation rapture of the church. There's a lot of breaking news. I'll get to that. I don't even have time to give you a snack suggestion today. If I did have the time, I would probably say French onion soup, ice water with a twist of lime, but I don't have time for that. Let's get to some scripture. I'm in the God's Promises for Your Every Need book. I'm on page 149. What to do when trouble hits your life? Let's go through some of these scriptures, okay? 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. It's beautiful. Let's go to Psalm 138, verse 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. Praise God for our saving God. Let's go to John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. The words of Jesus. Let's go to turn the page. Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. I always say I love that he walks through these things with us. We don't get parked there. He's not like, when you get stuck in the fire, I'll be with you. It's like, when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. I love that. Let's go to Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called, the called according to his purpose. That one's misused a lot, but it's one of my favorite verses. Let's go to Psalm 31, verse 7. I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversities. Praise God. Let's do one more. Let's go to Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Oh my goodness. Amen. We serve the one who spoke and nothing became everything. We serve the one, Jesus, who spoke and he created everything out of nothing. That's power right there. And he's loving. Oh, just the best. All right. We got news going on here. I'll probably call this video, you know, they have located the hostages as the fighting heats up, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now. This is from Israel, 7 Israel National News. Israel to The Hague. There are 50 tunnels between Rafah and Egypt with hostages in them. Israeli delegation responds to South Africa's claim of genocide at The Hague. Anti-Israel woman screams liars at the Israeli delegation and is removed from the room. The International Court of Justice on Friday continued the hearing begun Thursday, hearing Israel's counter-arguments detailing why the state of Israel is not in fact guilty of genocide as South Africa has claimed. This is just crazy kangaroo court. Sorry, it just is. South Africa is now demanding that the ICJ order a ceasefire in Gaza. Tamar Kaplan-Torgman, one of Israel's legal team, noted that Israel takes extraordinary measures in order to minimize the harm to civilians in Gaza. And many generals around the world and military leaders agree. Many of them have said, we never looked out for civilians like Israel is. All right. Dr. Gilad Noam, Deputy Attorney General at the Justice Ministry, began by stating that the claims made by South Africa are completely unconnected from the reality of what is happening on the ground. He also noted that Hamas is not a party to the 1948 Genocide Convention, and therefore an order for Israel to end its war against Hamas would allow Hamas to continue its attacks on Israel, which it said it would do yesterday. He also said that South Africa's case against Israel makes a mockery of the heinous charge of genocide and is an obscene exploitation of the most sacred convention. There is a tragic war going on, but there is no genocide, he stressed. Noam also noted that days before South Africa submitted its latest request to the ICJ, the country hosted a Hamas delegation. Quote, they did not use the meeting to urge Hamas to release the hostages, to stop targeting Israeli civilians, to cease using human shields, to cease operating from within and nearby hospitals, UN facilities, and other protected sites, he said. Instead, South Africa turned once again to the ICJ in order to obtain military advantage for its ally, Hamas, which does not wish to see defeated. Hamas, he added, has an advanced tunnel system in Rafah, and this was the biggest news out of this, which includes about 50 tunnels which cross from Rafah into Egypt, and quote, Israeli hostages are being held there, he stressed. Now, are they? I don't know, but the fact that he let that cat out of the bag tells me, you know, Israel knows more than we do. You know that they know. I think they know where those hostages are. So for him to say that, that was wild. And then right before I hit record, Amir Sarfati said, breaking news, the bodies of at least three abductees were found and recovered from Gaza. The IDF spokesman will give a statement to the media around 5 p.m. That's around the time I upload this video is when that will go on. Also, from the Times of Israel, explosive Hezbollah drone injures troops. Rockets pound north as the fighting heats up. Three soldiers were injured, one seriously, when a drone packed with explosive launched from Lebanese territory crashed and blew up in an area near the northern community of Matula, the Israeli military said last night. The attack was claimed by the Hezbollah terror group, which said it had targeted Israel Defense Forces targets with a missile-armed drone as cross-border hostilities continued to spiral following the killing of a senior Hezbollah field commander earlier this week. Hezbollah said it had fired an attack drone carrying two S-5 rockets that targeted a vehicle at a position in Matula. It marked the first time Hezbollah has used a drone that launches missiles rather than explosive-laden aircraft, which it had used repeatedly amid the war. So that's what's going on right now there. Also, rocket and drone alerts have been almost nonstop over the last 24 hours in northern Israel, with a hostile drone intrusion alert being declared just now for multiple towns and cities in northwestern Israel on the border with Lebanon. From All Israel News, Hezbollah rockets rain on northern Israel as alarm sirens since October 7th surpassed southern Israel. Northern Israel experienced one of the most intense days of fighting in the past 7 months, with alarm sirens blaring along large sections of the northern border with Lebanon throughout Thursday. This marked the culmination of one of the worst weeks of conflict in Israel's north. On Thursday, the number of alarm sirens on Israel's northern border were the most since the war began on October 7, even surpassing the amount in the Gaza envelope, with 3,272 alarm sirens having been activated following attacks by the Lebanese terror group Hezbollah. They have whipped up a hornet storm when they killed a leader of Hezbollah earlier this week, and now the attacks they've definitely escalated. Excuse me. Amir Sarfati said, a big war with Hezbollah is approaching. Yesterday, the terror organization took responsibility for over 13 incidents along the border with Israel, mostly of explosive drones that the IDF struggles to find solutions for due to their small size and their short flight route. Also, Bubba News had a good commentary here on Telegram. He said, we are days, if not hours, away from full-scale war between Israel and Hezbollah. Today has been nuts with the increased Hezbollah attacks for over 15 hours today so far. As Rafah is increasing, so are the attacks on the northern border. Hezbollah continues to strategically take out the eyes and ears of Israel's frontline defense. Very methodical for the upcoming huge attack. So that's what's going on there. It just it just keeps going and going and going. And, you know, you guys know what I think all the time. Like, I'm so done with war. I just can't wait till we're face to face with Jesus. And I think it could happen at any time. We are in the very last days. Let's go to Israel today. Hezbollah bombardment of northern Israel continues this afternoon. This was late afternoon Israel time yesterday. The Lebanese terrorist militia has launched over 200 rockets, missiles, and drones at Israel in the past 24 hours. The government promised to safely return the residents of northern Israel to their homes before the start of school year in September. For that to happen, Israel would need to launch a war against Hezbollah starting now. And we'll see what the next few days bring, because it is escalating. And we'll see where it goes. This is from Jerusalem Jane on Telegram. She also said, Israel defended its offensive in Rafah at the World Court on Friday in The Hague, saying it was acting in self-defense against Hamas fighters and asking judges to reject a request from South Africa to order its withdrawal from the Palestinian Authority. This happened before I hit record. 75 rockets were fired into the Galilee and the Golan in recent hours. Dozens were intercepted. So just as I speak, there's a lot of stuff going on. Sirens continue over Israel. That was right before I hit record. This is from the Times of Israel, and this is no surprise when you realize the whole world is turned against Israel, as prophesied. This is from the Times of Israel. 13 countries, including UK, Germany, Canada, urge Israel not to launch a full-scale Rafah operation. 13 Western countries, including many who traditionally have supported Israel, appeal it to not launch a large-scale offensive on Rafah. We reiterate our opposition to a full-scale military operation in Rafah that would have catastrophic consequences on the civilian population. They're not mentioning that already 800,000 people from the civilian population aren't there. That's what read the appeal sent by countries' foreign ministers to their Israeli counterpart, Israel Katz, and made public. The signatories are Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, New Zealand, South Korea, and EU member states Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Sweden. There you go. Nobody wants them to finish off Hamas. Iran-backed Houthi terrorist, makers of the Houthi bar, that's just humor, vowed to target all ships heading to Israel. This broke last night. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi militia will target all ships heading to all Israeli ports, even if they do not pass through the Red Sea, the head of the U.S.-designated terrorist organization said on Thursday. Abulamik al-Houthi declared in a televised speech that the Houthis will extend their attacks on Israel-bound ships beyond the Red Sea region to the Mediterranean Sea in what the Yemeni rebels have described as a campaign of solidarity with Palestinians during the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. We will target any ship heading to Israel that comes within range of our weapons, he said. Everyone must stop transporting to the occupied Palestinian ports. It is in the interest of all companies to stop transporting to the Israeli enemy towards the Mediterranean Sea or in any direction. So they picked up the pace a little bit. They do not want any ships going in there, and they're threatening them. The whole world, like wars and rumors of wars. Wow. Jesus called it in these last days. All over the place. From Insider Paper, North Korea fires ballistic missiles after denying Russia arms transfers. They were accused of sending Russia some arms, and they're denying that. But North Korea fired multiple suspected short-range ballistic missiles Friday, Seoul said, hours after leader Kim Jong-un's powerful sister denied widespread allegations that Pyongyang is shipping weapons to Russia. The launches are the latest in a string of ever more sophisticated tests by North Korea, which has fired off-cruise missiles, tactical rockets, and hypersonic weapons in recent months in what the nuclear-armed country says is a drive to upgrade its defenses. He's got to get attention. Whenever things ramp up in the world, you notice Kim starts, he's got to get his attention. So All right, what else? Rampant poverty and rampant homelessness are fueling rampant theft and rampant violence across major U.S. cities. True story. The tremendous chaos that is gripping communities all over the country did not emerge out of a vacuum. For years, poverty and homelessness have been on the rise. According to a recent report from Harvard University, the number of homeless Americans has increased by almost 50% in less than a decade. Yeah, I know around here it's so different than it was. You know, it's hard. I mean, inflation's crazy. Everything's gone up. Everything has gone up. Terrible, terrible storms in Houston, Texas last night. Please pray for the people that are going through these horrendous storms. I saw footage of this storm in Houston that was just incredible. Said nearly a million people were without power in Houston, Texas, as powerful storms with winds reaching 80 to 117 miles per hour toppled large transmission power lines and they shattered skyscraper windows. I mean, the streets are full of glass in Houston. At least four people confirmed dead after the storm, said the mayor. Incredible. Incredible stuff going on. Pray for, I know we have a lot of viewers in that area. I hope you guys are okay. Let us know. We need to pray for the people. There's so much terrible weather going on this year. The worst solar storm ahead. Scientists say it would be difficult to cope. The strongest solar storm in 20 years did little damage, but worse space weather is approaching, according to the Scientific American. Years of careful planning helped shield against last weekend's severe space weather, but the report indicates uncertainty in managing a massive event. An intense enough storm could trigger a geomagnetic event, pushing satellites out of orbit, disrupting vital submarine cables for the internet, and causing massive blackouts by collapsing power grids, as per the Scientific American. Will that be the case? I don't know. I don't know. I trust Jesus. That's all. I don't trust too much else. I trust Jesus. This world has shown me a lot of lies and deception in these last days. A lot of lies and deception. Right before I hit record, damage and a wildfire caused by a Hezbollah rocket attack in the Golan Heights this afternoon. It just happened right before I hit record. I saw a video of a huge fire. So there you go. The last 24 hours, earthquake-wise, you won't believe this. I don't know if I've ever seen this. 26 earthquakes over 4.0, only one over 5.0. And that one happened a couple hours ago, so I was ready to say zero, but one over 5.0. All right, let's take a leisurely stroll into Clown World, okay? We're going to have to do that. How to hit pause on artificial intelligence before it's too late. Only 16 months have passed, but the release of ChatGPT back in November of 2022 feels already like ancient AI history. Hundreds of billions of dollars, both public and private, are pouring into AI. Thousands of AI-powered products have been created, including the new ChatGPT 4.0 just this week. Everyone from students to scientists now use these large language models. Our world, and in particular, the world of AI, has decidedly changed. Okay, we're heading to Clown World. I think my phone's about to overheat because the sun is beating on it. So I may have to end this video quicker than normal. But it could be an enormous boon for humanity, but AI could also be extremely dangerous, especially if we cannot control it. Uncontrolled AI could hack its way into online systems that power so much of the world and use them to achieve its goals. It could gain access to our social media accounts and create tailor-made manipulations for large numbers of people. Even worse, military personnel in charge of nuclear weapons could be manipulated by an AI to share their credentials, posing a huge threat to humanity. But besides all of that, it's fantastic. That is totally Clown World. totally clown world. All right, this phone is about to... I parked in a different place today because I'm trying to avoid lawnmowers and all kinds of stuff. And the sun is hitting the phone, and it's pretty hot in here. And I think the phone is about... It's giving me a warning that it's about to melt down. So I'm just going to say Jesus is good. Trust him. Don't worry about anything. If we're not raptured today, and today is a perfectly good day for the rapture, but if not, I will be definitely seeing you tomorrow if it's God's will. I love you guys.